We are on the road to 100 episodes of this show, and I'm continuing to bring you great guests, and I have one that's sitting right next to me. Breaking Into is next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. Breaking Into.
Oh. I'm open with this song. I like the music.
Whoa. Whoa.
Shit better run my money.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well enough. Shit better run my money.
You guys, that's my guest today here on Black Hollywood Lives Breaking Into. We're opening it up. We're going to have a good time. We have a good guest for you today. I'm James Lott Jr. You know who I am. And you know where to find me? Where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold. At James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. And our Breaking Into, of course, is Breaking Into page on Facebook. Go ahead and like it, follow it, because more information on this guest will be on that page also. We're on YouTube, we're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud. We are everywhere you want to be. My guest today, you know, as I turn 93, I bring you someone who's young, gifted, and black. Mm-hmm, that's right. She's been around for a little bit. This song is, that was a couple of years ago. We're going to show some more stuff of her from a few years back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. But she is bringing it to the masses now, and she has a new single out. We're going to talk about that later. Yep. And she's the Princess of Trill. If you know what that is, you're going to find out in about just 2 seconds.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, music enthusiasts out there. Tyler Rain.
Hello. Whoa.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. You're so cute.
Thank you.
Okay, so now first of all, let's get started with the what is Trill?
Trill is a combination of true and real and gold and just sassiness and just dopeness and litness, and it's me.
I like that.
I'm just keeping it Trill.
Yes, keeping it Trill. I like that.
And that's where I got Princess of Trill from.
Wow. And so yes. You're first in the muscle saying that.
Hello.
So, you got it.
Mm-hmm. And I copywritten that.
Okay.
Can't nobody take that.
Okay.
Princess of Trill is all me.
She's smart already.
Hello.
You have to. You need to own your stuff. That's right. Own your brand.
Hello.
That's what I talk about all the time.
That part.
Yes, exactly. But okay, first of all, okay, so how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
And you're turning 16 this month, right?
October 21st in 9 days. Hello. Sidebar, I will be throwing my Sweet 16 at Club Union on October 22nd from 4 to 9 p.m. I will be releasing my new single, Petty, and performing it.
Oh, good.
With special guests. Can't really disclose that information, but y'all got to pull up in order to know who the special guest is.
Yes, exactly. I think that's exciting. So you turn, why you turn 16?
Yeah.
I turned 16 a long time ago. I don't even remember what I did back. It was the 80s or something in the 80s.
Ooh.
But no, it's exciting. So I mean, what do you have kind of planned for your Sweet 16 there? I mean, it's a big party. But you have like, what's your theme?
There's really no theme. Okay. Just trillness. Show up, show fly with the squad. You know, you can't be looking lame in the Princess of Trill Sweet 16.
Yes.
What? You can't do that.
Well, do you have your outfit?
Are
you still looking?
You know I'm still looking. Okay. You know, I might come fashionably late. I don't know.
You should.
I mean, it's my part. But I'm going to make a really great entrance. Ooh, just saying.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You should come in a little late. Let them wait for you, and then let them get all ready and have a good time. And you come in and you just bring it to them.
You know, I'm going to make like a special entrance. You know, I might even float in on a magic carpet. I don't know.
A white horse, doves, whatever.
You never know with Tyler Rain. You never know with her.
I like that. I do. I like that.
Thank you.
Who are some of your inspirations out there?
I grew up listening to old school music because my dad was in the house and he used to play Donny Hathaway, Mint Condition, New Edition, BBD, Silk, Missy Elliott.
You're naming them all too.
Hello, my favorites. But then I got to get into the new school, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Rihanna. Rihanna's my mother, of course. I look up to her. That's my idol, I'm just saying. Beyonce, Kalani, SZA, Kendrick, K-Dot.
Okay.
That's the name of a few.
That's a few. I love move a little. Okay, move on my left. Okay, I like Kendrick Lamar. I actually love the way he writes. I love what he puts together.
And I love what he stands for.
Yeah, me
like
too.
He's not like the typical rappers talking about, excuse my language, strippers and money and
right.
Yeah.
He talks about
real life things.
It's
real life situations. Like his recent album and Love.
Yes, it's so good.
Humble.
So good. Oh my God.
They're loyalty. All the songs are awesome.
I agree with you completely.
They're all on one playlist. Just say.
I mean, also for me, I grew up with like Run DMC and, you know, and Houdini and all these people.
Hello.
So new people, I'm very picky.
Right.
But with him from the very beginning, I loved him.
Oh. Same.
Very beginning. Just, I mean, just good stuff.
We're right here on that one. We're right here.
He's a local boy, so I love he's from Compton. He's local. I'm from South Central, so.
And he doesn't let fame get to him. Like, he still shows up in red carpets just looking plain as ever. But his outfit may cost a couple million dollars or so. And that's what I love about KDOT.
You got me to snort already. You got me. So I'm like, wow. Yeah, he does look kind. He doesn't really dress up.
He's not fazed by it.
No.
Yeah. It's just not phase.
He's not like Diddy. He'll come out with like a fur coat or whatever. He doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. No, so.
He's humble, and that's what.
He is. That's a good lesson, isn't it, for you to kind of, if you want longevity in this business, to stay humble, enjoy the blessings, and keep it moving, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right, kids. Now, when did you start in like this kind of crazy business of show?
Well, I started in acting. Yes. I was 2 years old and I started acting, and then I took a break because my mother wanted me to be a kid. So we moved back to Maryland. I was with family. I was with cousins. And then Willow Smith dropped With My Hair.
Yes.
And I was in my basement.
And she says that. Let's cut to that clip. I can say that. Let's roll the clip.
Let's roll it. Oh, my God. I was so animated.
And then what? You get the lights and everything?
We had, you know, Talon Ray never does anything small. That was actually my brother flicking the lights on and off.
That's hilarious. See, now, folks, this is no joke.
It's not.
She got 1.3 million hits off this song.
Yeah.
Of this video. Folks, this is no joke.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Ooh.
Heel toe. Ooh.
Okay, I just want to show a little piece of that. You can find it. It's on YouTube.
Yes.
It's on YouTube. But, man, here's my thing. You got over 1 million views. Like, did you not even expect that, of course, right when you put
it out? I didn't expect it because there were so many videos up on YouTube of other females dancing to With My Hair. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to be thrown in a bunch with it.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. It was literally like a week later, and I was at like 500,000. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I was like, that's little old me getting 500,000. Yeah. And the views started going up and going up. And then Ellen contacted. And then Nick Cannon at the time contacted, and I was sitting there like, oh my God, at 8 years old, I can do all of this. And then it was just like, I want to get into the music industry.
So at that point, you were like, okay, acting, not so much right now, but the music was.
Yeah, the music caught my eye. Yeah. I was like, okay, I could actually be something because I was. My gift is acting, but I have a passion for music.
I can see you acting. I can totally see you acting.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got personality. I can see you doing it.
Thank you. But it was just like, I felt like I could be myself through music and acting. They was trying to change who I was as a person, and I wasn't really feeling that. Okay. And the one thing I always told myself that I want to stick with is to be myself and be Tyler Rain and not conform into what they want me to be.
Yeah.
So then I pretty much was like, okay, acting, you're put on hold. Yeah. Where's music at? Yeah. And then at 12, I recorded my first song, and then... From there, I was like, okay, I got a little rap something in there. And then from 12, I just been grinding and doing music.
Okay, so with the Whitmake, so I just want to go back to a little bit of that, because it's amazing. Not everybody gets a million viewed video.
Right.
And so you said, and not everybody has Ellen calling them either.
I mean,
so when Ellen call came, were you just like, did you know who she was? First of all, like, were you aware of who she was?
I mean, I was aware, but I wasn't aware. I was aware. Like, oh, that's Ellen. I watch her TV show, but then my mom was like, "No, that's Ellen." And I'm sitting there like, "Okay, Ellen." But
yes, mom and dad got it, I'm sure, but you're like, Ellen.
It's Ellen.
It's Ellen, yes.
But my mom was really excited, but she wanted me to be a kid.
Yeah,
she was big on that. I want you to be a kid for a moment and not be in the limelight at 8 years old. So I stuck to being a kid.
So you have friends. You had friends.
I went to school. I went and did all that. I was climbing trees. I was playing in the dirt. I went to parks. I went to, like, you know, birthday parties. And I would jump in the jumpy houses and everything. Like, I was a true 8 year old.
So wait, are you a tomboy at heart then? Or
no, I'm not.
I'm looking at you going, I don't think
you are. I mean, I'm not. It was at that time. You know how we go through phases as kids.
That's true.
I went through a... climb through trees phase.
And rough housing phase.
Like,
but now you're like, I'm all woman now. You're
Right now, like, I won't call myself a tomboy.
Okay.
Don't you know how Aaliyah was still sexy, but like, had a little edge to her?
Oh, I loved her.
That's me.
May she rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace, Aaliyah.
Yeah, because she could kind of have the hard look a little bit, but she was so soft, too, at the same time.
Yeah. I can be tomboy at times, but I can still make it look really, really cute.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
So Ellen also started happening. Your mom's like, halt that. Let's be a kid for a while.
Yes.
When does she allow you to kind of come back and to work the music stuff?
At 12.
At 12. So it's like,
well, it was mature enough. She was like, you're not ready for that yet. Her exact words was, you're not ready yet. Yeah. So I had to prove to her. I was like, okay. I'm not ready. Okay. Okay, I will show you that I'm ready. And then at 12, she was like, okay, let's record your first song. And that was Rain on Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then we did a little test and everything. And she sat back in the studio and was like, okay, my kid may have something. And I'm just like, I told you, Mom.
Did you like the recording process?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's so fun. Like, I love being in the studio and the creative process of everything and making a song come to life. It's amazing.
Okay, so people out there who are like maybe at 12 years old right now watching this, mm-hmm. How did you get a producer? Like, how did that happen? Did your parents have connections or how did you do that?
My dad had connections with producers, but then my mom also, we went online and like look for beats and everything, and we were independent, so we looked for beats and everything, and it was just like, okay, I like this one. It was weird how I picked the beat, because I would listen to it and I'd be like, okay, I have to vision a video and me on stage doing it first.
Makes sense.
And then I would be like, okay, I can actually get with that. Like, I need to see in my head a crowd singing the song.
I got it. Yes,
and it being like how Beyonce is, when she can perform songs from way back when and still perform now. That's how I see my music. So it was just.
That's smart if you look at longevity.
Yes.
Because I always laugh because I went and I saw Madonna years ago. Or something. She goes, I ain't doing no Lucky Star anymore. And I was like, wait, there's one of her early songs.
Right.
And that's the thing. Some of her songs didn't really age well with her.
Right.
So it's like, it's kind of weird. Like, you don't think about that at the time when you're young. You're just thinking, it's a song. We'll record it. And you're thinking already kind of like, can I perform the song for the next 10, you know, 10
Yeah, you got to think about that because it can't be outdated.
Yeah.
You got to be like, you got to perform. You can hold your mic out to the crowd and they sing the whole entire song from any age. Like, it, like, you need to think about longevity when you're recording a song, because you don't want to make a floppy song where it's a one hit wonder.
I don't want that either. No,
like, you don't want that. No. So
when did you realize you had a little following?
When you really not recognize? When I was on Instagram at 13, and then I like started putting my music out. Yeah. It was like people was really rocking with me, and I'm just like, they're rocking with me, a girl from California. They're rocking with me, and it was like, and it was from all ages. It would be adults coming up to me like, you're really dope, and you're 12. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, I'm like, thank you so much. Yes. And then I got to 1,000 followers and then 1,000 views and 13,000 views on YouTube on all my videos. And I was just sitting there like, I could, okay, let's keep doing this because hello, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then once I got like up to 7,000 in the followers, I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I got a solid, not a solid fan base, but I got a solid fan base that's going to rock with me until
Right.
That's going to be there for me, you know?
It's funny because, you know, I have, I guess, fans myself because of these shows I do, but also I put my first music out this year too. Also,
okay,
I have songs out too, and it's, for me, it was scary because it's like you're giving birth, so to speak. You're presenting something that you created, which is an artist's objective. People think of things; they're very subjective,
and the world is harsh.
It's harsh. So have you had any kind of also the other side of that? Any harsh?
I have. They'll be like, she's too hard and she shouldn't do this because she is 12 but she doesn't look 12 and all this other stuff and how my music was horrible. But I took that and I ran with it and made better music.
Oh, how funny. Okay, so you took some of the criticism.
I took some of the criticism.
And you're like, let me listen to this. Can I look at this?
I listened to it. I didn't break down. I wasn't sad over it. Good. I took it and I was just like, okay, what can I do to make myself better and make y'all change your opinion on my music?
But you know something that's really interesting, because you are so young, they're saying you were too hard. That's really interesting.
Like, I was, they were saying I was too hard. I didn't see it at the time.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm doing what everybody else is. I'm making music. Right. I'm making music that could be possibly.
And I've watched all your videos. I don't really see anything hard. I mean, I can't think of anything. You seem playful and kind of, you know.
I don't know. Like,
maybe because of the type of music you're doing, I guess. Maybe
the type of music. I guess. Maybe. You could say that.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
And then my lyrics are like, you have to pay attention. Like, in Rain on Hollywood, I said, I ain't never getting naked just to make it. Mama told me, keep it real. Don't fake it. Yeah, they all fall down, but I'm raking. Like, I speak truth in all my songs.
And young girls need to hear that.
Hello. Y'all better not be getting naked just to make it. That's what we not doing over here.
No, we don't.
And my mama taught me that. She was like, you're going to do this with your clothes on. And I'm like, hello.
Okay. That's a great lesson, actually.
Yes, thanks, Mommy.
Thanks, Mom. We love Mom. She's actually a great person. But no, I like that. That girls need to hear that, because we're taught the opposite.
Right.
You know, the less you have, the better body. You show your belly button. First, show your belly button first, then show this, and then it gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
And then social media these days, they influence that and they encourage it.
Yeah, it's Instagram.
Especially Instagram.
Especially.
Sip my tea.
The tea is steeping. It's hot.
She is hot.
So we show a video of yours that I was like, this is like, I guess could be one of your anthems, I guess.
Oh, yes. I'm Tyler Rain.
I am Tyler Rain.
Yes. First single. Second single. I'm sorry.
All your music's good. So.
Thank you so much.
And you're dancing to some of these things, too. So I'm like, you go, girl.
Yes. I do everything.
And Harris Press, too, I saw.
So hello. Mom on that one. I'ma need you to keep your mouth clean. I'll be your seamstress, I'ma stitch you up and make a scene. I'll be like Jenny, I'ma keep you hungry, make you lean. Have you tweaking for my work like a dog? I'm the whole thing, superstar package. Yeah, I'm in the booth, but I'm rapping like I'm past it. Where the pastor, hallelujah.
Thank
I'm
you.
A blessing to the game. I'm only here to make some money, so the rest to keep the change. Every time I hear my music, I still get happy.
I love your reaction. I love it. Okay, how hard was the choreography and stuff?
It wasn't hard.
It wasn't. You
can
dance.
Wasn't. I caught on really quickly.
Yeah.
Mega Daddy.
Now I know who you are. Now I know who you are.
Oh, team. Nice to meet you. I'm that. I'm Tyler Rain. Dude Lane. Married to the hustle, not your boo thing.
This video, you guys also, you can follow on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, you're on it. No, it's a good song. Not nice. Your father. I see
you. Did you see me rolling on a hoverboard?
Yes, you were. I know. It's so funny.
You don't know how many takes that was.
Oh, my God.
They tried to make me jump off of it and everything, and yeah. I fail.
It's hard.
Like, that was a lucky take right there for me to rolling on a hoverboard.
So, okay, so you think you did the whole, so can you, you have natural rhythm, you think, and everything? It was easy for you to do the choreography?
I have natural rhythm because my mom's a dancer, and she used to teach me, and I used to just dance around the house and everything. Okay. We used to be downstairs in our basement, and we would, like, turn on music and make choreo together.
So it's like,
I've been dancing since I was... too.
Okay. Because I know that people, you know, sometimes you can go out and dance freestyle, but actually dance choreographed steps is a whole different thing. And you guys did a good job in that video.
Thank you. Choreographing and then, like, freestyle is completely different.
Yeah.
I have trouble freestyling sometimes, but, like, choreographing, I'm
you get it.
I'm pretty bomb at.
Wow, you get it. Just another great song.
Thank you.
So, folks, we have a connection, and reasons why I got to meet her and get to know her is one of our guests of this show, Kevonte. Let's talk about him for a second. I love him. So let's talk about him for a second.
Okay. That's my mentor.
Yeah,
he's been with me since 12, but yes, I met him through my dad because he was in Third Story.
Yes.
So then my dad introduced, he was like, KJ, my daughter wants to rap. And of course, everybody's like, no, or not everybody can just rap. So like, okay. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
So then he wrote Rain on Hollywood for me and he to see what I could do and everything. And we went to the studio and he was sitting there and he was like, he was like, Chino, your daughter? I was like, not everybody can rap, huh?
Okay, I'll show you.
Right? And then we did that, and then he molded me into the artist that I am today.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean,
I love KJ.
If you missed our interviews on Black Hollywood Live, it's a great interview.
Y'all better get with the program.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's a good guy. I want their story to, like, fully... I want him to do his thing. He has great stuff, too. Go to SoundCloud. His page is really good. He has, like,
music
on there.
Y'all better.
That's so good.
I'm just saying. Team Tyler Rain and Team Trill is taking over. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just telling the truth.
You are.
I'm sorry.
She's testifying up in here, too.
We talk about facts over here.
Yes, you do. In a world, we don't have that many facts these days.
Nope.
That's another story. Speaking about tea.
Sip my tea.
Yeah, like something else. We won't go there today. No, but that's kind of cool that you got somebody who's really good, who's been in the business for a while, knows all this stuff, can talk to you and say, girl, this is what's going on, how you handle this. That's good. Get a head on your shoulders.
Yes.
So that'd be good. Now, you do have a new song.
Yes.
And so did you do the video this last weekend? Or were you working on it? Or doing
didn't
anything?
Do the video this weekend, but I will be doing a video to it. It's called Petty. It's like a teenage version of Cardi B-Own.
Yes.
Bodak Yellow.
Yes.
I had to, you know, when she released that, I was actually making Petty while she released, when she was releasing it and everything. So then we went to the studio and we all was in the studio and I was just like, Petty. P-E-T-T-Y. And I just came up with that first. And everybody was like, wait, we could make a song about being petty. So then we came up with, you want to be petty? Well, I could be petty too. You thought you was ready? But you ain't never knew. All of these chicks in my sleeve. So many you wouldn't believe. You want to be petty? Well, I can be petty too. Like, that is the ultimate theme song right there for any situation.
Yeah.
Grown-ups, adults, it really don't matter.
Does it feel like divine intervention when an idea comes to you? Like, when it comes down into your brain and you're
when
like,
it comes down into my brain, I just sit and I think of words first. I'm like, okay, petty. What can I come up with the word petty?
Yeah.
So I was sitting there and I was like, okay, P-E-T-T. And I came with that first, actually. It was weird because I come up with different things first. So, like, I just came with an anthem first. I was like, P-E-T-T-Y. Yeah. You know I'm going to be petty all the time. You know I'm going to be. And then it was like, and then we came up with the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know how every teenager goes through, like, situations and it's just, like, dudes and females and just people in general.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to pull from things. So then I pulled and bam.
And it just came to you. So that's
it. Just came to me because I was that. Like, I have to pull from my own life experiences, and then I have to pull from what I see on social media. So it's just like, I'm about to make an anthem really quick for anybody, males, females, dogs, cats, dog, tell her owner.
What? Yeah,
dog, you want to be petty? Yes.
I think my dog likes music. I think so.
That song is for everybody. Yeah. And I'm really happy that it's releasing the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
I posted it on Instagram and I post like little clips of it of Lil Uzi doing the Uzi shoulder to it. Just to get a buzz going. Yeah. Everybody else was starting to do videos to it. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Well, you are all funny.
Yes.
Any really good ones?
Yeah. They're really, really good ones.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's,
You're like, oh, I gotta do a really good video then.
You know my video gonna be lit.
Of course. Tamarine
never does anything small.
I believe you. Completely.
Everything that she does is trill and lit.
Okay.
Just say.
Mm-hmm. But you saw some good ones. You said that.
Yes, I did see some good ones. Like, I reposted them.
You're like, oh my God, okay.
Yes, I was like, y'all are so creative. Oh my God. And then, like, I would go to school and people would come up to me and they'd be like, you wanna be petty? And I'm sitting there like, I could be petty too. I'm like, y'all are actually paying attention. Hello. Whoa.
Wait, it's okay. So you're still going to school too,
yes,
right?
I still go to school.
So how do people react to you?
Okay.
Most of the time. Thing. Like, let's be trail. Tell me.
I'm a betrayal. I don't tell people what I do first because I want people to know me for me and not just be my friend because I am Tyler Rain. I want them to know me.
Yeah, yeah.
And love, and fall in love with me. And I fall in love with, I'm in the music industry and I know this person, that person, I make this much amount. Like, no.
Okay, got it.
I want you to be my friend, not a foe. Yes,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's hard trying to find real friends out here.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, and then once we get to that point in our friendship, I do tell them, like, just don't be alarmed when I can't go to places because I'm in the studio. And they was like, wait, you're recording artist? And I'm just like, yeah. And they're like, why didn't you tell me? It's because I want you to be my friend, not Tyler Rain's friend.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's a good distinction because people sometimes unwittingly will gravitate towards you because they think you can give them something.
Right. And I just want them to gravitate towards me because I'm cool.
Right.
I'm a really chill person. Like, besides Tyler Rain, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to sound cocky, but I'm a regular person.
Yeah.
Despite what I do. Like, I'm still regular. I still go through real human problems and... Mm-hmm.
People forget about that sometimes when it comes to us in the public
industry.
Eye,
in yeah, industry. They think that we don't go through things.
No, and we do.
And we do.
We do. Trust Hello. Me, we do. So we're gonna play a little bit of Petty.
Petty.
You can hear it.
Black Hollywood Live exclusive.
Oh, you wanna remember on White Chicks when he was like, you wanna talk about mother? That's actually where I got that from.
You wanna be petty? Well, I can be petty too. Petty, you thought you was ready? Ready? But you ain't never knew. All of these tricks on my sleeve. So many you wouldn't believe. You wanna be petty?
You wanna be petty?
Well, I can be petty too. You wanna be petty?
Well, I can be petty too. Thank you.
You thought you was ready?
Ready?
But you ain't never knew. Yay, all of these tricks on my sleeve. So many you wouldn't believe. You wanna be petty? Okay. Well, I can be petty too. When you pull up in that skirt, skirt, skirt. So I pull up in that skirt, skirt, skirt. Stomp your feelings in the dirt. Now your feelings really hurt. It ain't work. I had to give you that work. When you have to like a business, then I gotta give you that skirt. Head bigger, got a mega mind. What? Body, 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 body. Body, 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 Columbine.
I'm a
legend, C.
Smith. Thank you.
You cooking the bit? I'ma eat it up like it's dinner time. Oh my God.
So we're gonna play a little more towards the end.
Yes, let's not all give it all away.
Give it all away. So you guys have to, when it comes out, you're gonna have to go buy it.
Yes, everywhere.
Everywhere. And I'll post the links to everything when it comes out. For sure. Thank you. Of course. It's good.
Thank you so much.
It's good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good for the fall, winter time.
Yeah, and then, like, everybody was like, we're waiting on Tyler to drop music. And I was just like, it's going to be worth the wait. I had to find myself and find a new sound and make a new sound.
Because it's not easy, right? Because you want to, you're always looking at your image, right?
Right.
And seeing what you want to put out there.
Correct? Yeah, and you got to, not keep up with the Joneses, but you have to. Because if you just release music and it's not up to par and it's not like to this date, they're going to be like, what is this?
Right.
So you got to like connect with everybody.
But also, like you said earlier, it has to be something you're proud of. Something that you can represent yourself with.
Yeah, you can't represent yourself with trash music.
Why? No, it's like something phony that you don't like it.
Yeah,
songs you don't like.
And it's like, if you don't like it, the people are going to know you don't like it because it's going to come off that you don't like it. Mm-hmm. Like when you're performing and you're just sitting, they're going to know you don't like it.
You want to stand behind your songs.
Hello. That's what I want to do.
You can with this one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Kenneth Clark is in the chat room because we do have a live chat room.
Okay.
And he says, hi, guys. Who are some of your music heroes and all the best of you in your music career?
My music heroes?
She named a few earlier. She likes.
I named a few earlier. But my music hero is Rihanna. Like, I love what she stands for. Like, she grew up with her. And I want people to grow up with me, too. And I want... She doesn't have, like... She's not like everybody else, and she switches it up. And she,
more time.
Hello, and that's what, like, you could look at her, and, like, one day she would have on this outfit, and the next day she'll do this, and then her albums don't sound the same.
They don't. I'll get your points. Now, Rihanna, what she does is really interesting is she has the balance of straight-up club music, straight-up, like, hardcore, straight-up island, straight, I mean, she does everything.
Everything.
And she's prolific. She does stuff all the time, though. She records every year.
Hello. Take notes.
They say that most people can't put out that much music and be successful. She does.
But she can.
Every song she does is a hit.
Like, every song. Like, Anti, I was like, thank you, Rihanna.
is that your favorite album of hers?
Anti and Rated R.
I say Rated R was good.
Rated R was awesome. I love that, like, the grittiness on that album and her vulnerability. I was like, yes!
So, do you also like her pop songs, like Only Girl in the World?
Oh, I love her pop songs. Yes. I just love Rihanna, period.
Yeah.
Like, Rihanna's my idol.
Well, she's who she is.
Hello, and I love that.
That's the one thing, she is who she is. So, I mean, she's an island girl. And I come from the islands, too, so I understand. That's
okay,
Puerto Rico. So, I mean, if we're the island folks, they are who they are. And she's
Portuguese over here.
Oh, very good. Hello. See? Hello, everybody. Ooh. Working out here. All international.
Hello.
Up in this business.
Dapport.
That's very cool that she's a good role model in terms of her music, especially, because it's all diverse. And and she puts it out there.
Even though she's like edgy, I love her edginess too. Like, she really does not care. Well, like, she loves to push the envelope, and I love to push the envelope a lot.
Are there any male artists you really look up to?
K-Dot. Okay. Kavante, of course. Shout out to KJ.
Yes, of course.
Kavante. I really like, I don't like the mainstream artists. I like Trinidad Corona, Trinidad James, Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, yes.
El Hay. I like those type of artists.
Yeah. So you like people kind of on the fringe.
Yeah, like they're not like what people listen to every day.
Every day, yeah.
And like, I like to find new music first.
Yeah.
And when I do, I like to become a fan. It's just
me too.
Awesome.
There's so much good music out there, and you're including that. There's so much that out there that's not part of like the top 10 Billboard charts.
Right.
There's so much good music out there. It's just, there's like concerts everywhere and people doing, I mean, it's just, you have to go out there and educate yourself. It's really good.
If you want to be in the music industry, you got to see.
You lucked out, too. You came at the right time, too. Because I was telling, I have a cousin who is in the rap game, Fatso Loso. Hi, Fatso Loso.
Hello.
And I was saying, because you have YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can produce your own music now. You can do all kinds of all this stuff. So it was really good for you. Yeah, it's good for you right now.
It is. I love being an artist right now.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's nobody out there. That's in the lane that I'm in, and I want to set a trend.
Do you want to do a full length album at some point, or an EP or something?
Speaking of EP,
tell us what's going on.
My EP will be out first quarter.
Oh, okay.
But throughout the holidays in December, November, December, I will be dropping visuals and videos.
Okay, good.
But my EP's almost finished. I swear to God, you guys, my EP's almost finished.
Seriously,
it takes time.
Take your time.
Like, you have to, like, your EP can't sound all over the place.
No.
It has to flow.
Yes.
It has to tell a story.
It has to tell your story.
I just got to tell y'all, when it rains, it pours.
Oh, my God. No, she didn't.
I'm just saying.
No, she didn't.
My bad.
No,
my bad.
Did.
My bad.
You're going to take over the world. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to take over the world. I'm ready. I'm just holding on. I'm just going to hold on to your coattail.
Thank you.
So, unfortunately, I have to ask you my last couple of questions.
Okay.
I'm so enjoying you. So, you have to come back, like, many times throughout the career.
Oh, yes,
I have to. You have to come back. Well, your EP, you have to come back with your EP.
Okay.
We'll drop it here or whatever.
For sure. Yes, we'll drop it here.
Okay. I asked the guests the same two questions.
Okay.
I don't prep them. You guys know at home I don't prep them in the beginning, mm-hmm. so you'll know this. But I'm a big proponent of language. And since you're a rapper and all stuff, you're mm-hmm. an artist. What word do you think we should not say anymore in the English language? or phrase. It could be a phrase, too. Word or a phrase.
I'm going to just spell it out because I am 15. So. H-O-E-S.
Oh, first time on the show. Everybody said that.
Yes. I do not like the word female dog.
Wow.
Because they refer to us females as that.
Yeah.
In a negative way. And that is horrible.
That's good. That's the first time I said 93 shows. The first person ever said that.
Yeah. I just feel like those two words. Any other word is okay to me, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's like the N-word can be used.
Yeah,
for some people, yeah, and some,
yeah,
you give it them in some sentences. Yeah, yes. So it's just like,
but the H word, I'll say the H word. That's interesting.
The H word. I just, because they just think automatically that that's female. It's like,
hey, well, Queen Latifah, UNITY years ago, she's gonna call her an H or a B. She didn't like either of those words. Mm-mm. And H was one of them.
I'm just saying.
Okay, now on the other side of that,
mm-hmm.
what word should we say or phrase should we say more of?
Trill, Princess of Trill. Tolerant. I'm just playing.
She's always hustling. That's
hello.
Right,
just saying. Mm-hmm.
I admire it.
Lit. I like the word lit a lot. I use the word lit in every sentence. I'm just saying. I mean, every word that we use today is just like there's not a word that we should keep using. It's just like
you like her. Okay.
You just go with the flow.
I do have somebody else in the chat room. Okay. Carl McDonald.
Hi, Carl.
All these male people in here. Would you like to do some acting, which we talked about a little earlier? But so I guess at some point, once you do your music, would you like to go back into? Do you think?
I would. I would like to be on a TV show. I would like to do a couple movies, and then I would like to do like Law and Order, Criminal Minds type of stuff. I don't know. I'm being dead serious. Yeah. But, like I really want to do those type of things and transition.
So you do some dramatic stuff. You want?
Yeah,
do
not just like, be. A trap artist, because I'm just not a trap artist.
Good for you. That's good. Like, you're thinking big, large, outside the box.
You have to. I'm not in the box. Like,
no.
I don't fit in boxes.
Okay. She don't fit in boxes.
Don't die. I don't do that.
I love that. That should be a t-shirt.
Thank you for giving my. We'll work that out.
I like that. That's okay. She's not going to be in. Like, you don't fit in boxes. That's
going
right.
to be a t-shirt. Just saying.
Yeah, I love it. My favorite line from Empire, because my girl is Cookie Lion, of course, in the show. It's my girl. And she said, these streets aren't made for everybody. That's why there's sidewalks.
Mm.
I love that.
Oh, hello.
Okay. And but see, you're the street, you're the streets in a good way.
Thank you.
In a good way.
Thank
you can
so
be good.
Much. Thank you.
You are lovely. You are inspiring.
Thank you.
I feel like you're just going to take over everything. And I want to be on the sidelines part of it.
You can be a part.
Thank you. I'll be a part of it. That's hello. Good. So tell folks where they can find you on.
You can
media.
Find me on all my social media, Instagram, Twitter, anything, at REIGNTYELER. Or you can go to www.tylerain.com.
That's right, kids.
Merchandise is going to be there, videos, bio, everything. Oh my God, I have a lot in store.
Do you like that?
Yes.
So you like that?
I hope y'all are ready, because when it rains, it pours. Just telling y'all. Forecast telling you it's going to rain some more. Say with me, my bad, my bad, my bad.
Yes! That's exactly. You guys, this is Breaking Into episode 93, and I'm just so blessed to be able to do these kind of shows with people like her.
Thank you.
And it's wonderful, and I love doing the show. Go to Instagram. Go to Instagram too, of course. But I'm at James L. Jr. all over the place. Just like Google me, and I'm at every social media platform you can think of. This show has a Facebook page. It's called Breaking Into. We're on BlackHollywoodLive.com. We're on the YouTube channel. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. You can download and listen to us,
ooh.
Or you can actually watch us. There's two ways you can do it. in your ear holes.
That
yes,
way.
Exactly. You can hear that. And again, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Yes.
There you go. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us info@blackhollywoodlive.com. BlackHollywoodLive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHLOnline. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. Why?